Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Shane Bedwell of the American Hereford Association. Back with Shane in just a moment.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com, or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
Had the opportunity to catch up with Shane Bedwell, Chief Operating Officer and Director of Breed Improvement for the American Hereford Association, on the sidelines of the 2020 Oklahoma Youth Expo. He was one of the heifer judges at the 2020 event. We had the opportunity to talk with him about some of the things going on with today's Hereford breed.
Now, you're Director of Breed Improvement for Herefords, and it seems like we're almost going light speed now on some of these improvements, the tools that we've got to be able to fine-tune these animals.
That's right. The amount of progress that we've had in our genetic evaluation tools and software, everybody wanted more accuracy. Everybody wanted more accurate predictions, and now we have them. And to some folks, we might get them a little too quick. But I think it's a great start to where we're at now in the beef cattle business as far as expected progeny differences. We're going to continue to refine those tools as we go forward. We made a big evolution a couple years ago with what we're doing now, and that's just kind of the beginning. We'll continue to try to make those tools the most accurate that we can so we can really make as much progress as quick as we can.
What's some of those goals that your breeders have right now to try to, make that female, as far as the entire breed for that matter, better?
Well, I think as far as the Hereford breed's concerned, we're in a great spot right now. As you look out in the cow herds and see the opportunity that Hereford genetics can have in this business, the black baldy and red baldy females are unrivaled in terms of what they can do, in terms of the quality and just improvement that we've made from an udder quality standpoint. The great breeders have done a great job, but the longevity, the hardiness, the doability of the Hereford female with that docility really puts us in a good light, with the fact that we've been able to push down on birth weights, improve growth, and end product merit. It's all tied together in a pretty good package right now, and so we're seeing a lot of success with our breeders selling bulls into those commercial cow herds that need a shot of heterosis again. They need what Hereford can offer, and it's been pretty refreshing.
Where do you see the breed really going the next 5 years?
I think we'll continue to evolve where we're a one-stop shop in terms of the cattle business. I think we have Hereford cattle now that are dual purpose. They can work in a lot of different countrysides. The adaptability of them is tremendous. We'll continue to focus and improve in marbling and in product, but I think where we've got a great leg up that our breeders will continue to focus on is the efficiency aspect that Hereford's been known for. We still have more work to do there to continue to separate ourselves more from that aspect, and so I'm excited about that.
Overall, the mood of the Hereford breeders, your stakeholders, are they feeling good about the business right now?
It's a tough business right now when you just step back and think the times that we've been in. We had the plant fire last summer there, and it kind of took the wind out of the sail, and it just felt like we were having some momentum again, and the outlook looked pretty good, and we had this break with the coronavirus, and so it really took the wind and sail out of that cattle market. But I see a lot of promise. I see a lot of future here in the next 6 to 8 months where this market can bounce back. Our breeders are gung-ho. They're enthusiastic. and we need everything to kind of marry up and match up, and I think we're going to be in good shape. But our morale within the Hereford breed is really pretty good right now as far as marketing and selling bulls.
Shane Bedwell, Chief Operating Officer and the Director of Breed Improvement for the American Hereford Association, had the opportunity to catch up with Shane on the sidelines of the 2020 Oklahoma Youth Expo. He served as one of the purebred heifer judges at the 2020 event before it had to be shut down Sunday night. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Video Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming up on Thursday, March 19th, 8 a.m., Dish Network Satellite 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 16,500 head will be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, and almost 8,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know details about when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.